The manifestation. A word for the appearance and revelation of a god to a mortal is theophany. It was with some impatience that on the night of the new moon, Semele paced up and down by the banks of the river Asopos, awaiting her lover. He arrived at last, this time as a stallion, black, glossy and fine, galloping through the fields towards her as the sun set in the west behind him, seeming to set his mane on fire. Oh, how she loved him! He let her stroke his flanks and palm his hot nostrils before he transformed himself into the shape she knew and loved so well. Hugging and holding him hard, she began to cry. "My darling girl," said Zeus, his finger running down to her belly, where it traced the outline of their child. "Not weeping again? What am I doing wrong?"
"You really are the god Zeus?"
"I am."
"Will you promise to grant any wish?"
"Oh, must you really?" said Zeus with a sigh.
It's nothing, not power or wisdom or jewels or anything like that, and I don't want you to destroy anyone. It's a small thing, really it is."
"Then," said Zeus, chucking her affectionately under the chin, "I will grant your wish."
"You promise?"
"I promise. I promise by this river. No, I've already sworn one thing by it. I shall promise you by the great Stygian stream itself." Raising his hand with mock solemnity, he intoned, "I swear by the sacred Styx, beloved Semele, that I will grant your next wish."
"Then," said Semele with a deep breath, "show yourself to me."
"How's that?"
"I want to see you as you really are, not as a man, but as a god, in your true divinity."
The smile froze on Zeus's face.
"No," he cried, "anything but that. Do not wish such a thing. No, no, no."
It was the tone of voice that gods often used when they realized they had been trapped into a rash promise. Apollo cried out in the same way, you will remember, when Phaeton called upon him to honor his oath. Suspicion flared up in Semele.
"You promised. You swore by the Styx. You swore. You swore an oath."
It was common, as you may remember from Apollo's promise to Phaeton, for gods to swear by this dark and hateful river.
"But, my darling girl, you don't know what you're asking. You swore!"
Semele actually stamped her foot. The god looked up at the sky and groaned. "I did. I pledged my word, and my word is sacred." As he spoke, Zeus began to gather himself into the form of a great thundercloud. From the center of this dark mass flashed the brightest light imaginable. Semele looked on, her face breaking into a broad and ecstatic smile of joy. Only a god could change like this. Only Zeus himself could grow and grow with such bright fire and golden greatness. But the brightness was becoming so fierce, so terrible in the ferocity of its glare, that she threw up an arm to shade her eyes. Yet still the brilliance intensified. With a crack so loud that her ears burst and filled with blood, the brightness exploded in bolts of lightning that instantly struck the girl blind. Deaf and sightless, she staggered backwards, but too late to avoid the blazing force of a thunderbolt so powerful that it split her body open, killing her at once. Above him, around him, inside him, Zeus heard the triumphant laughter of his wife. Of course, he might have known. Somehow Hera had tricked this poor girl into forcing the awful promise from him.
Well, she would not get their child. With a peal of thunder, Zeus returned to flesh and blood and plucked the fetus from Semele's belly. It was too young to breathe the air, so Zeus took a knife and sliced open his thigh and tucked the embryo inside. Holding it tight within this makeshift womb, Zeus knelt down to sew the child safely into his warm flesh. An astonishing story. As Ovid himself says, if man can believe this.